January 12, 1932 round in the divine will. Pledges, advances and commitments on the part of creatures. Capital on the part of the creator. Echo that the divine will forms in the creatures. I was doing, according to my usual way, the round in the acts done by the divine will. I felt that in it and with it I could embrace everything, remember everything, look at everything of what the divine will had done. It was the infinite theater that made itself present before my little mind, and with divine and innumerable scenes it made me enjoy unspeakable sweetnesses and the most beautiful and enchanting scenes that the power of the divine fiat has put out in the round of creation, redemption and sanctification. It seems it is a round that it made in the course of the centuries, and in this round it has done many beautiful, marvelous things, such as to astonish heaven and earth. And it made this round in order to make us go around, to make known to us how much it can do and is able to do for love of us. So, while I was going around in the infinite round of the divine volition, my lovable Jesus, visiting his little newborn, told me, "My little daughter of my will, if you knew how much I enjoy seeing you go around in the infinite round of my supreme fiat. And as I see you pause, as though surprised, in front of its prodigies, its admirable and adorable works, its enchanting and enrapturing scenes, in my ardor of love I say, how happy I am that my daughter is the spectator and enjoys scenes so admirable of the will that created her. But this is not enough. You must know that in order to purchase a property, it is necessary for the one who must sell it to give to the one who must acquire it the freedom to visit it, almost leading him by the hand in order to let him know all the goods that are in it, the fountains it possesses, the rarity and preciousness of the plants, the fertility of the ground. And this serves to charm the one who must purchase it. And it is necessary for the one who must purchase it to give some advances, to make some substantial commitments in order to bind the one who must sell the property, so that it may not escape him. Now, blessed daughter, since I want to give the kingdom of my divine will, it is necessary for you to go around in its divine properties. And I, leading you by the hand, make known to you its interminable seas, the goods, the prodigies, the surprising marvels, the joys, the happinesses are things of infinite value, that it possesses, so that, by knowing it, you may love it and become so enamored, that not only would you not be able to live without it, but you would lay down your life to purchase a kingdom so holy, peaceful and beautiful. But this is not yet all. Your part is needed, your pledges, your advances and commitments. And our love and goodness, wanting to give our will as property that belongs to the creature, is so great that it places at her disposal what our will has done, so that she may use it as the equivalent pledges and commitments in order to receive a gift so great. Now, as you go around in the creation, and you look at the heavens, and you delight in seeing the beautiful azure vault studded with stars, the sun radiant with light, and you recognize and feel the divine fiat still palpitating, having created them for love of creatures, and unleashing from your heart your little love, you love he who is so much loved you. Your love is imprinted in the heart of the heavens, in the light of the sun, and you give us the heavens as pledge, the stars as advance, the sun as commitment, because for you it was created, and it is enough that you possess our will as your life for it to be already yours, and to be used as the valid commitment in order to obtain its kingdom. The same, as you go around in all the other created things, and you recognize them, and you love us. And for as many times as you repeat your rounds, so many times do you repeat the pledges, make the commitments, and commit us to dispose things, to give graces, helps, in order to give, as kingdom, the great gift of the fiat voluntistia on earth as it is in heaven. We know that the creature has nothing to give us, and our love imposes itself in order to give our acts as if they were her own, placing our works in her hands as divine currency, so that she may have sufficient means to be able to negotiate with our Supreme Being. Though she has nothing, she has her little love, unleashed by our own in the act of creating her, Therefore she has a particle of the infinite love of God. And when the creature loves us, she places the infinite in attitude, and we feel the magnetic force of the particle of our infinite love that, hovering about, loves us in her, rises, extends, reaches even to us, and wants to enter into the infinite from which it came out. Oh! How it enraptures us! And in the ardor of our love, we say, who can resist the power of our infinite love that unleashes itself from the creature and loves us? To give heavens and earth seems little to us in order to repay her for her little love that, though little, possesses the particle of the infinite, and this is enough for us. Oh! How sweet and dear is the precious pledge of the love of the creature! And since there is nothing in the round of the centuries that has not come out of our will, your going around in the creation of man is a visit that you make to it, in order to know what it operated and in what seas of graces, of sanctity, of love, he was placed in the act of being created. And you would want to make that love all yours in order to love us, and you commit us with those same acts with which we created man. In the same way, when you go around in the creation of the Virgin, in her seas of graces, in my coming upon earth and everything I did and suffered, you place, as commitment, the Queen of Heaven, my very life and all my acts. My will is everything, and in order to give itself to the creature it wants to be recognized, it wants to interact, it wants to negotiate with her. And the more you visit it in its acts, the more bound and committed it finds itself, and it begins the dispersing of its capital. All the truths, the knowledges I have given you about my divine will, has this perhaps not been the capital I have made in your soul? And it is so exuberant, that it can fill the whole entire world with light, with love, with sanctity, with graces, with peace. And was it perhaps not after a round you did in its acts, that I was already waiting for you, with all love, in order to give you its pledges and advances that its kingdom would come upon earth? You gave your pledges, and my fiat gave you its own. It can be said that each truth and word it spoke about it was a measure it took in order to form this kingdom, a call-up it made in order to form its army, a capital it dispersed in order to maintain it, joys and delights to draw creatures, divine strength to conquer them. In fact, we first do deeds, order everything, and then we show and make known the deeds we have done. And since we want to give this good to the creatures, it is just unreasonable that we deal at least with one creature, so that from one it may pass to another. We do not do our works in the air, but we want a little shelf on which to form our greatest works. Wasn't the Queen of Heaven our little shelf in the great work of redemption, that then extended to all and to whoever wants it? Therefore, let your flight in my will be continuous, so that the two of you may exchange you, your pledges, and my will, its capitals, in order to accelerate its kingdom on the face of the earth? After this, I felt, more than usual, all immersed in the divine fiat, and my sovereign Jesus added, my daughter, when my divine will operates in the soul, one knows it immediately, as it operates, it lays in the human being gentleness, sweetness, peace, fortitude, firmness. Before it operates, it blows into it and impresses in it its omnipotent fiat, that extends its heaven around the work it wants to do. It seems that without its heaven my will is unable to operate. And while it operates, it makes its sweet, harmonious echo resound in the three divine persons, keeping them aware of what it is doing in the soul. In fact, since the will that is operating in her is one with that of the divine persons, it happens that, whatever it does in the divine persons, it makes its powerful echo resound in the creature. And in this echo it brings to her the admirable secrets, the ineffable sweetnesses, the inseparable love as the divine persons love one another, and the sweet accord among them. This echo is the bearer of the most intimate things of the Supreme Being into the creature. Wherever my will is operating, the echo of one fuses in the other. The one up above makes itself the divine revealer. The one from below, resounding in God, has the virtue of speaking powerfully, with divine manners, of the good of the creatures and of the same love that they, one, have for them. My will, with its power, forms the sweet chains, and identifies and transforms God and the creature, in such a way that God feels redone in the creature, and she feels redone in God. Oh! My will, how admirable and powerful you are! Extend your sweet chains and bind God and creatures, so that all may return into my divine womb. Fiat.